August 25th, 2010, we'd like to share with everyone a brief teaching we received here in Brajadham. Do you know what is Chatur Anga Prikrama? Chatur, four Anga limbs or branches form Prikrama, or let's say Chatur Anga Prikrama Yatra, Braj Yatra. These are the four limbs or four parts of the proper practice of Prikrama when we go to visit the various holy places in Brajadham or Navadvip Dham or Sri Khetra Dham, Jagannath Puri. There are four angas of this Prikrama to make it successful and get the greatest experience, the most benefit, the most purification, realization, and the proper way to do it. Firstly, we should understand that the holy Dham of Krishna and holy Dham of Gauranga, for example, Sri Dham, we'll talk about Vrindavan because he's here and we met him here. Sri Dham Vrindavan is completely transcendental, spiritual. Everything within this Vrindavan is spiritual. The earth is spiritual. The water is spiritual. The sky, the trees, the birds, the animals. Sri Brajadham, Chaurasikosh, Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, does not exist in the material world. So let's start with the four Chaturanga Prikrama. First, basically we're describing how to visit the holy places. We're going on a Prikrama, or we're going to visit Parsana, or we're going to visit Ravel, or Gokul, or Govardhan, or visit Radhakund or Shyamakund. Radhakund Yatra, you could say Radhakund Yatra, or Barsana Yatra, or Nandagram Yatra. Visit the holy sites, the Leela Stalis. The Stalis, the place, the location of Radha and Krishna's glorious and wonderful transcendental pastimes. For the first limb of Chaturanga Prikrama is that when we go to the holy place, for example, we go to Barsana, then we should see all the holy places there related to Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Of course, beginning with Dharaliji's Radha and Krishna's darshan on the top of the Brahma Mukha, Brahma Shir, the head of Brahma. Then we see Mankutir and Morakutir and Dohanikund and Unshagan and Saki Parvat and so many places that are there. We should visit and see all the places, and each and every place we should offer pranams, respects, verbal respects. We should glorify that place with stotrams, shlokas from Brajrati Chintamani, Brajavilastava, or other shastras, Bhakti Ratnakara, or simply glorify with our own words. Now for obeisances, roll in the dust, lutan, Brajduli lutan, roll in the dust of each and every one of those holy places, and loudly glorify that Leela Stali. So see everything, don't neglect any sarovaras or lakes or deities or temples or kunjas or trees or mandalas or special sacred places. See everything, honor everything, and glorify everything. That's number one. Number two, we should recite the glories of that particular holy place or Leela Stali, pastime place, and the boons and benefits of that Leela Stali, what one attains by bathing there in Vimala Kund and Kamyavan, or what is the history of that place. We should recite that. Of course, this number two, this means we read from the Shastras, or to make it more convenient, we read from the various Prikrama guides, Sri Dham Vrindavan Prikrama guide, or Brajmandal Parikrama guide. There's different guides written by devotees in ISKCON and outside of ISKCON describing the holy places, and there's maps and directions and how to get there. Or directly read from the Shastras, Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, the books of Vishwanath and Raghunath and Rupa Goswami, Mathura Mahatmyam by Rupa Goswami, and Brajavilas Stava from Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, and Brajvati Chintamani by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Hari Vallabha. Read the various passages and entries from the Puranas and from the Mahatmyams and the Acharyas and Goswami Mahajans describing the glories, boons, benefits of visiting that Leela Stali. Well, of course, after rolling in the dust, glorifying it verbally, having kirtan. Srila Prabhupada said when we go to Amprikma, we go there with kirtan. We take the darshan, hear the glories, offer prayers and donations to the Brahmins and deities. Then we leave that holy place with kirtan. So kirtan, class, darshan, obeisances, donations, and kirtan. Very similar to this chaturanga parikrama. You could say this trianga parikrama. Kirtan, darshan, and hearing, and then kirtan. But this is number two, is reciting the specific glories, shastric glories of that place, or the accounts given in the various parikrama books. And summary of the, hear about the boons and benedictions. And we describe the pastimes of Radha and Krishna Balaram, the coward boys and gopis, transcendental pastimes that they performed in that Leela Stali. We speak the Leelas, glorify the benefits of bathing and visiting that Leela Stali, etc. Then, the third limb of the Chaturanga Parikrama, as we move from place to place, and even afterwards when we return to the temple or to our ashram or our country or home, wherever that is, we to have a full Parikrama and observe the four limbs of Parikrama, we should do Leela Smaran of each Leela Stali that we visited, each place of pastimes. Remember them while we're moving back to our guest house or ashram, temple or house or country on that very day of the parikrama, and also later on while we're chanting japa, think about those holy places. Later perform Leela Smarana of each Leela Stali that we visited on that particular Braj Yatra. Number four is the mental attitude, the position of the heart during the parikrama, Barsana, Nandagram, Gokul, Govardhan, etc. And practically speaking, for all times, is the Nitya Dham, Nitya Brajadham. Let's say Brajadham Nitya Vichar or Nitya Adhar. They always have this proper consideration and always maintain the proper respect and honor of the dignity and unique transcendental position of Sri Dham Vrindavan. At all times, at all places, and whenever we meet anyone or speak about the holy Dham or our Parikrama or our Yatra, Braj Yatra, at the time, especially during the time of our Braj Yatra or outside Braj Dham, we should always remember and think and feel and speak in the Dham and out of the Dham, and in our mind and verbally communicating to others that Sri Dham Vrindavan is Chit Shakti, is Chit Dham. Sri Dham Vrindavan is a completely spiritual and transcendental realm, far, far beyond the mundane material world of birth and death, illusion, suffering, ignorance. Sri Dham Vrindavan is the spiritual world. A Prakriti Vrindavan means that unmanifested Vrindavan. To the non-adhikari, or to the neophyte devotee, he cannot see its unmanifest, invisible, the real Vrindavan with Krishna and Radha and the gopis and Nanda and Yashoda, and the cows and peacocks and parrots and waterfalls and rivers and lakes. He cannot see. They remain covered, but they're there. And as one advances and purifies his heart and consciousness, and especially when the heart's purified, he will see right here in this very Vrindavan a premi bhakta, a perfected sadhaka, will get sakshat darshan, direct darshan, of Radha Govinda Yugal, of the divine couple, Radha Govinda Yugal, in this Aprakriti Vrindavan, which at that moment will become Prakriti, manifest. And that pure devotee, that pure lover of Krishna will witness all the ecstatic activities of Radha and Govinda and all their darling damsels of Vrindavan, the gopis, and the joyful, playful, naughty, coward boys. All of their ecstatic, charming, sweet, sweet, madhura rasa-filled pastimes will become visible to that devotee who attains perfection in bhakti yoga, prem prayojan. Until that time, whenever that time is, whenever that lifetime comes to us, we should try to observe this chaturanga parikrama standard. Follow these four limbs of going on a braj yatra or any dham yatra, Navadri dham, Mayapur dham, Jagannath Puri dham. Chatur anga parikrama, the four limbs of a proper parikrama.